regardless of what type of education or what type of knowledge a man might gain, that there is nothing to really fill in for Christianity. Nothing can make a man forgive another man for mistreating him. But some inborn Christian characteristics, you know? Mm-hmm. Say like, and I don't think a marriage can succeed without Christianity. Mm-hmm. You can try to figure it out in a laboratory, or you can, my son and I discussed this now, and that he's quoting. You try to figure out all the little elements that make it tick, but you can't really put it together. I mean, there's gonna be something go wrong. For a marriage to really succeed, there must be some cushioning there, whereas one person is able to forgive another. And this cushioning I found was Christianity, whereas you can forgive a man, or you can forgive your wife for doing something wrong, simply because you can say, well, first of all, you can say, well, she wouldn't have done it had she known better. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't have done it had she known that it was going to cause harm to herself. Mm-hmm. And then another thing is that to bring in really Christianity. I'm not a minister or nothing, but it is a living force. Mm-hmm. I have experienced that it is a living force, that if a person would mistreat you and you forgive him and you let him off, somehow or some reason, it has been revealed, I've experienced that this person will come in, you will see, you know, actually it will be revealed to you that something, you'll overcome it somehow. Mm-hmm. I've had this really personally happen to me, that I've forgiven people, I've been mistreated, you know, had, well, let's say, terrible things that I could have really thought about, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, no, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to bother about it. I'm a Christian, and it's not really. So I just let the fella go, or let the person go, and I found out that I've really overcome it, and I've accomplished. It hasn't hurt me a bit. It has made me a strong individual, and those are my really basic reasons for being a Christian. I mean, other than that, I wouldn't be one. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be one because people say it's nice to be it, or because it's nice to go to church. But it actually is something that serves and plays an important part in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, that's my philosophy on Christianity. You know, that it does work. And I might have lost myself there. I don't know what I was.
You tell me about your mother. Did she ever work outside?
Yeah, she did. Mother did. Like I said, Daddy was a farmer, and Mother was Mama was just mostly a housewife, mm-hmm. to a point where she had to. I think when our family got up to a certain size, and Mama did some domestic work to kind of help supplement the income a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm. Where was your mother born?
Well, my mother was born, I think, in the East Feliciana Parish, which is mm-hmm. north of here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was born in East